Good to see you, everyone. Let's start in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, amen. I would like for you to open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 7. And John, I would need your help here. You can use my Bible. And I read like the first few verses. Joshua chapter 7.
But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the country." So the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few." So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shembarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name?" So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you any more, unless you destroy the accursed thing from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, 'Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow.' Because thus says the Lord God of Israel, 'There is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you.'"
All right. Found this passage has a lot of names, so they don't want to sound funny names. Let's say maybe John will do it, but he did a very good job. So our topic today is like we're seeing a story of defeat and victory, and hopefully we will see from the Word of God and from this important passage in the Bible the secret to victory. So we're going to talk about the secret to victory. So a little background: the people had a plan to get to the promised land. So you know, Joshua, after Moses, he led the Israelites to inherit the promised land. And they had very, very amazing plan to inherit the land. The amazing thing is they went all around the land till the side. They did not approach the land from the south, which made sense. They didn't do that from the north, but they came actually from the middle. They crossed the Jordan River, and they started from the middle, believe it or not. And in the middle, they took like a big piece, a triangle like this. So they split the promised land into north and south. So they made it weaker. Okay? If they came from the south, all the kings are going to get together and fight the Israelites. If they went from the north, everybody's going to go and fight the Israelites. But they went from the middle, and they were able to fight north and south. So they start north a little bit, and then south, go south a little bit. And they go north and south until they were able to, you know, conquer all this land. But they started with this triangle in the beginning. That shows that, you know, If you have God in your sight, it doesn't mean that you don't plan. No, you need to plan. And actually, as you will see from the secret of victory, that we need to use our brain. And you need to use a strategy in order to win our battle and to win our enemy. It doesn't mean that God is with me, then I don't plan. No. Plan, think, do a right plan. So they started with this triangle in order to gain over the promised land. So what is the very first city that they fought? Very first city? Jericho. You remember Jericho? The big city. And the first one was actually the hardest one. Jericho, with huge walls that the children of Israel could do nothing. If you have like such huge walls like this, you know, nothing could help. And you know the story. They went around the city 7 times according to God's command, and the walls tumbled down, and they were able to defeat Jericho. And this was the biggest, the hardest. Got rid of this. Next. So this is the first point in the triangle. The second was Ai. Ai was a very little small city, but it was very close to the sea, or not very close, close to the sea, that it will close that triangle, you know, and it was very important for them to get Ai. So they finished Jericho, the hardest one in the promised land. They were like ready to fight, as you know the story we just read in Joshua 7. They went to see the city. They found it very small. So the people advised Joshua and said, it doesn't really need all the army to go there. So just send like a few people, like 3,000 people or something. Let them get the city. So they didn't pray. They didn't do anything. Just went straight to the city. Fought. And they were severely defeated. 36 men were killed. Came back. And they, like, as the Bible says, that their hearts melt down like water. Really? We were defeated before like a small village like this? How are we going to get the rest of the promised land? They get a severe defeat. And of course, Joshua and the elders went before the Lord crying all day long. Why? Why, Lord? What's going on? You know, we just defeated the biggest city in the promised land. Why are we defeated before a small city like this? And the word of the Lord said, you know, you have a cursed thing amongst you. Why? Because God said, destroy Jericho and don't take anything from it. And apparently, Achan is one of the people, you know, took something. Wasn't burned. It wasn't destroyed. He decided to keep it. So God found sin amongst the Israelites and said, I'm not with you until you repent. Following day, they got the guy, they burned him down, he and his family and all of this, and then went on to fight with Ai, and then they were able to gain victory over this. What is the lesson for us here? Because as you see, this is like defeating the enemy, or defeating a sin, or defeating something that is bigger and beyond you. How can you do that? What is the secret to victory? From this story, what do we always learn? What do we always learn from the story of Ai? Guys, we have fun down the stairs here. I'd like to see the people in the second, in the balcony. Guys, in the balcony. I would like to have you down the stairs. It's a lot of fun here. Come down the stairs, please. I can see you. Yeah. I can see the people in the back. Because there are mirrors upstairs. Just kidding. Can see you. Just come down the stairs. I'm not going to embarrass you. Okay? So, the lesson is usually is, in order to win, or in order to have victory, you repent, and you take away that cursed thing from you. And that's usually the lesson that we get out of this. But not exactly, because when they prayed, the victory didn't happen. When they prayed, they were reconciled with God one more time. When they prayed, they were reconciled with God one more time. But it doesn't mean they gained the victory because of the repentance. They actually, if you read the rest of the other chapter, chapter 8 and chapter 9, you will discover something amazing. They repented, you know, they got rid of, you know, Achan, and the sin is away. But actually, the secret of victory was not just repentance, but repentance allowed them to hear from God a plan how to win. And God told Moses exactly how to win. He said, I'll tell you what to do. And of course, when you read, you will see how he told them exactly. He said, when you go to fight, I do the following. You go with your half of your army only. The rest of your army should go all around the city from the back and wait over there. So the front lines, the first half of the army would go. Of course, the men of Ai, they're very confident. They gained the victory over us just a couple days ago. They're going to come out of the city to fight. And when they go out of the city to fight, you regress. You go a little bit back, and then they're going to run behind you. So you keep taking them away. And then when they're away from the city, you give a sign to the second half of the army. They get into the city. Of course, the city is now vulnerable. No one. All the armies outside. The rest are just weak people. They take over the city, and after taking over the city, they go to fight the army. So now the army of Ai have people from the front and from the back. From the front and the back. So when you take over the city, fight them from both sides. And when you fight them from both sides, you will win. And that's exactly what happened. People did that, and they gained victory over Ai. Did it really need such a plan? Absolutely. You know why? Because even though Ai is a small city, but the people, because they gained victory over Israel, they were ready to devour them again. And the people of Israel were so weak and so defeated before them, there was no way to win them, even though it's a small city. So what God did, he doubled the front lines. He doubled the power of Israel in such a small plan. The lesson here, for every war, there is a plan from God. For every sin and for every defeat and for every battle, there is a way to deal with it. And this way or this plan is revealed by God to me when I ask him and when I offer the repentance. Now, let's not forget that the general foundation of victory over sin and over the devil and over temptation, the basic things, is my constant fellowship with God daily, the Word of God, you know, knowing that I'm forgiven and getting rid of the guilt and shame and all of this, and living a life of repentance. That these are the foundations. Okay? So this is one aspect of victory. Just keeping up with my spiritual life, keeping up with God, you know, being in, you know, healthy spiritually, but this is half of the victory. The other half of the victory is the plan that God is going to give me to fight a war that is greater than I. To fight something that was able to overcome me because of my weakness or because of what it is, whatever it is. Specific plan. The plan for Israel, two armies, fight first, go from the back, fight from both ways, they're going to be gone. And the plan is the key to victory. In this particular case, like God did not tell the people of Israel to do the same in other wars, absolutely not. Other wars, he said, hide between certain trees. Other words, he said, actually, don't use swords at all. Other words, like in every single war, there is a plan from God. They said, it's nothing. We can take it over. Little sin, that's not a problem. I could take care of this. I could quit this. So many people said that. Oh, this? I could quit whenever I want. Really? Okay, do it. Do it. Then I do it. 2 weeks later, I'm overcome again. Can't believe that. It's like, it's silly. Like, why am I doing that? Okay, let me try another trick. And I try another trick. I get well. 2 weeks later, I'm defeated again. What's wrong? Like, I'm trying the right things. Like, what's wrong with that? God knows the right plan and knows the right medicine. Even Jericho had a plan. If the Israelites did all their power possible to overcome Jericho, there was no way. The only plan for Jericho was faith. Go with faith and go around the city with faith and you're going to get Jericho. That was the plan. God said, do that in faith. They did that. They offered their faith and they were able to. I needed obedience and needed something else, discovering, you know, the plan of God for victory. That's why a lot of people, you know, I give a lot of advices to people and they just get sick of me saying the importance of a personal retreat. That every now and then you must take a personal retreat. You just need to go and quiet yourself before the Lord for an extended period of time that you get God's vision for you, for your life, for your struggles, for your problems, for everything. How do I go on with my life? Get the plan from God. The amazing thing that God did not give Joshua the plan for all the wars. He gave him one by one. Jericho, you go and you do that. Done. But remember, in Ai, they did not ask. People advised Joshua, it's not a big deal, just let 3,000 men go there, we're going to take it over. They were defeated. Without going to the Lord, what is the plan now? What is the next step? What do we need to do? Why God does that? That we are connected to Him. That we don't think that the victory is coming from us. It's coming from Him. It's coming by His love and His grace and His continuous guidance and in fellowship with Him. God gave me a plan. I obey. Gain victory. Next step. Next plan. I obey, get victory, and next step. Practically, when I have a sin lingering for a few months or sometimes a few years, and then I get victory, little victory, and then I fall again, and then I try, and then I fall again, and I try many times, and the more I get defeated, the more I'm giving up. And the more I see, there's no hope, there's no point. Is, you know, I keep trying and trying, and then, you know, I lose, you know, faith and confidence, and every defeat, you know, gets me down. The solution that we're saying in the secret of victory, as we said in the story of Jericho and I, is to have my time with the Lord, to offer repentance first, as they did. And after that, Lord, what's going on with my life? What am I doing wrong? What do I need to do with my life these days? Maybe He will tell me that your time with me is superficial. You need to get deeper with this. Maybe He's going to tell me you're not consistent. And when you're not consistent, the devil comes in your lack of consistency in these days. Maybe He's going to say that. Maybe He's going to say that your heart is not with me. your heart is divided. Your heart is going, you know, other. You have something in your mind and in your heart, and as long as you have this, you know, all what you want from me is just check and bless your plans. Your heart is not totally with me. Maybe something has been creeping in my heart slowly without me noticing. And the longer I stay without quietness and without being in the presence of God, and the longer I stay without getting my plan and you know, the plan for the next step, that's where, you know, I get defeated and get all these faults. Everyone has some weak areas. The devil knows that very well. And he plays on these areas in so many ways. Like in the IT, there are things called ports. Ports is like where you go from one area, you transfer data from one area to another. If you don't secure all your ports, so the hackers come and see what are the ports that are insecure, as much as I know, don't laugh at me if I'm saying something wrong. And then they try to get in through the insecure ports. The devil does exactly the same. God chose me. And a lot of times, God chose my spiritual father. As long as I'm very, very open with him, and he knows me very well. You know, so other people could also guide me in that way. But as I said, it has to be that, you know, I'm very, very open and he knows me very well. And God may reveal this to him. The answer is to come up with a special plan. What am I going to do in order to overcome? And this plan could be something that I do differently for a couple of months. Maybe avoid certain things. Maybe avoid certain people. Maybe push myself a little in a certain area. Maybe some special readings that I'm going to do for an extended period of time. Maybe it's a retreat that I need to go. Maybe a trip that I need to take. Maybe follow up with people or go back to confession or get like spiritual guidance or something like this. But there must be a plan. And this plan, you know, is given me from God in my quietness, in my fellowship with him, to help me and guide me to victory. With this plan, sometimes I get like little victory in the beginning. So a lot of times we don't consider these victories, meaning like, and instead of falling, you know, 5 times, it became 2. That's a victory. And instead of certain frequency, less frequency, that's a little victory over there. And then, you know, one victory after another, you know, until I develop a resistance and I develop a protection by God and by the grace of God against the sin. When I build a victory, it becomes not just mine, but it becomes the church's property. Meaning, like the saints who were able to gain victory over so many temptations and trials over the years, they gave us everything they learned, and we learned that. And we were able to fight like them. And we were able to know God's ways. Same thing. When God gives you victory over something, you become a great witness to God later on. Not right away. You know, you can't after 2-3 weeks and say, you know, I quit and, you know, I'm doing great. No. You can't do that. You know, but after some time and after more experiences in your spiritual life, and after trying many things, you'll be able to help others. You'll be able to share the victory with others. The victory becomes the inheritance of the entire church that you can pass on to others. Because I'm part of the body of Christ. So every victory is not just mine, but it's the church's. And it's the body of Christ. Summary of what we said. Studied the story of Jericho and I, Jericho, children of Israel, gained a huge victory. And then with I, they were defeated severely. And, you know, Joshua didn't know what to do, fell before God, and God said, you have like a cursed thing in your midst. You did a sin, and that's why I was in your midst. So they repented. A guy stole something. They burned him. They took him off the children of Israel completely. And then God told Joshua how to fight with Ai, and he gave him a specific plan how to split the army into two and fight from the back and the front, and they were able to gain victory over Ai. And the conclusion, we said that with every specific sin and battle, there is a specific way to victory. And this way has to be given to me by God. In my quietness, in my quiet time, in my prayer, he gives me a plan. I work with this plan for a couple of months, for a couple of weeks, whatever it is, until I get the victory. This plan could be reading, could be some kind of different way of life, changing some way of life, you know, for a couple of months or a couple of weeks or whatever it is. A plan from God how to gain victory. And we said that this is the secret to victory, finding the specific and right plan from God to overcome. And the second, we said, is the general foundation of victory is our daily fellowship with God and with His Word, you know, knowing and believing in my forgiveness and getting rid of guilt and shame and not focusing on sin, and of course, the constant repentance. So this is the key to victory. Any questions? I like no questions. All right, let's conclude with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Lord, we thank you because we are victorious in you. And we are not, when we're not connected to you, Lord, we don't have such a victory. When we're not connected to you, Lord, we lose the way. You said that you are the way, Lord. Lord, the enemy is very smart. The enemy has so many ways. And every day he comes up with something new. He has a new trick. He's persistent. But you have all the treasures of wisdom, Lord, in you and in your Son Jesus and in your Word. Give us, Lord, from these treasures of wisdom, Lord, when we are united with you, when we come to your presence, Lord. A lot of times, Lord, we just use the overshelf medicine, or the one medicine to heal everything. Where you have, Lord, so many remedies that you gave us, Lord. So many ways of salvation. So many ways of grace. Give us, Lord, to be wise like the wise virgins. And to know that there is a remedy for everything. That you have already provided us, Lord, with everything we need. We just need to get this wisdom from you. Just need to be in your presence and understand, Lord, that your ways of dealing with things, that we can help ourselves, Lord, and help generations to come. I'm afraid, Lord, that we're not leaving so much to people after us, as much as our fathers left so much for us, Lord, to learn and to grow. Enrich the church, Lord, with guiding us, with blessing us, Lord, as children, was giving us, Lord, victory. Sin is taking over, Lord. We feel so weak. We are not meant, Lord, to be born weak or to live weak life. You said that you have overcome the world. Give us of your word and your wisdom to overcome the evil things in the world. Thank you for this example, Lord, and thank you for this lesson that you are teaching us. Pray that you guide us, Lord, and give us to spend good time with you, to be in your presence and to be enlightened by your wisdom in our lives. Your prayers and touching Holy Mother, St. Mary, St. Mark, all your sins, hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, pray in the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. And now may the love of God the Father, the grace of his only begotten Son, and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. May depart in peace. May the peace of God be with you all. Just remind you, we're covered.